Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Chapter 9 of 1 Kings seems to be full of check marks for Solomon. It begins with another private meeting with the Lord, verses 1 to 9, something few people experience. Then it tells of the remarkable alliance between Solomon and Hiram, king of Tyre, verses 10 to 14. The chapter concludes with his subduing of the Canaanites, verses 15 to 21, the expansion of his military, verses 22 and 23 and 26 and 27, the regularity of his offerings, verse 25, and the increase of his wealth, verse 28. The warnings are not as obvious, but they are ominous. When the Lord meets with Solomon, he begins with three encouragements. I have heard your prayer. I have consecrated this house. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually, verse 3. So far, so good. But then comes some big ifs. Quote, if you walk before me. And the alternative, quote, but if you or your sons at all turn from following me, verses 4 and 6. God's word is the watershed in every life. To obey it brings blessing. To disregard it brings nothing but trouble. The Lord imagines the day when this now glorious temple lies in ruins. Passers-by, quote, will be astonished and will hiss and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? Verse 8. The answer, God did not abandon them. They abandon him. Warning number one, even the wisest of men will not avoid great tragedy if they ignore what God says. We then learn that Hiram was displeased with some cities Solomon gave him, verses 10 to 14. He called them cobble, meaning good for nothing. Warning two, even the richest of men cannot buy you happiness. You'll only find satisfaction in God. Then we hear about Solomon importing gold from Ophir. Warning three, only godliness with contentment, 1 Timothy 6:6, makes you truly rich. Everything else is just dust.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.